Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, not the way to start the week. Aggravating indeed. But as Edgewood Director of Athletics Mick Hammett was telling me on Monday,
the bottom line is that we do everything that's as safe as possible for the kid. The whole county and, well, the whole state's had a spike. Our superintendent, people got together and decided it was the right thing to do, and I support it. I hate it. It's a pain in the butt for any athletic director when we're doing, you know, I think I had 13 or 14 events just in the week and a half deal. And then plus I also scheduled junior high. So it was a lot to do. And at the high school, you know, my first thing is going to be reschedule the conference matches, which we had a few of. And, well, we had five basketball games that were conference. Those come first, and then we'll go from there.
That's all you can do. Director of Athletics at Edgewood High School, Mick Hammett. The shutdown at EHS runs through December the 7th. Our first broadcast on the airwaves now will take us to December the 4th, when the South Panthers host the Bedford North Lawrence Stars. And so it goes as we move through this pandemic. Our thought for the day, if you don't like how things are, go ahead and change it. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Obvious still, the disappointment from Saturday past. But as we opened up Maryland week, there's still a number of things to build on, as Coach Tom was telling us on Monday.
It's really feel like that's you know, a sign of a program that's beginning to change, and at the core of who you are, at your foundation, and so obviously got to do a better job of, got to build off of the situation, learn from it, do a better job of being able to start fast and be in a position where, you know, we can you know, give ourselves a better chance. A lot of positive things to build off of, and that's what we're going to choose to focus on.
Well, we move forward with Maryland, who began practice after being knocked out by COVID last week. They began practice Monday. 2 weeks running, Offensive Player of the Week honors Ty Freifogel. Why not? 25 catches, 560 yards, 6 touchdowns here over the last 3 weeks. ESPN 2 at noon on Saturday. Our thought for the day, success to me and to you should be just doing things that you're really proud of doing. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.